All right, everybody good? I'll give it just a moment or two here and we'll get started. Make sure we can get the sound on. All right, that sounds like it's probably good enough. Last week, most of you will recall that we talked about tools of the trade. Everyone remember that? Yes. What we were talking about is the fact that, you know, every profession, every job has certain tools that you use that help you do your job better, don't they? And the same thing goes with soul winning. Certainly, I mean, all we really need to win souls is our voice. You know, all we really need is just the ability to go, right? But there are certain little tools and certain things we can use that make it a lot easier to accomplish the task that we've been given. And so one of those that we talked about last week is having a small marked up Bible. And I've got actually some copies too if you hadn't got one yet, but I gave you some verses you can mark down in the fly leaf of the Bible. That's something, you know, just keep it with you. Ladies, keep it in your purse all the time. Men, have it there on the dresser, just like you put your wallet in your pocket, put that in your pocket when you go out for the day. And if you have that on you, you can actually take the Bible and show the person you're talking to what it says rather than them just taking your word for it, right? And so that's one of the most important tools that we have is to have a small, kind of well-marked Bible that you can use to win others to Christ. But today I want to talk to you about the second tool of the trade, and that is gospel tracts. And I would say probably most of you in here are familiar with gospel tracts. We keep them here, have them out there in the foyer all the time. But in case maybe you don't know what they are, or if somebody listens to this later and they don't know what they are, a gospel tract is simply a small brochure. It can be a card. It can be a whole little booklet. But however much it is, it makes the gospel very concise that you can put into the hand of a lost person. And so it's basically just a printed pamphlet of any kind that gives the gospel very simply to another person. Now, gospel tracts are great. I love them. And I'm a huge supporter of using gospel tracts. I've heard some people knock them before. They'll say, well, you know, that doesn't take the place of having a personal witness, of going to people with the gospel. Of course it doesn't. I think we all realize it doesn't. The most important thing is that we go and talk to people, right? But you know what happens? Sometimes you get to talking to that person, they don't have time. As a matter of fact, I'll use yesterday as an example. Bill Mellon and I went out and we were knocking some doors up here in one of these neighborhoods, and it was cold. It was like 34 degrees outside, and it actually started snowing about halfway through, and so it was little snowflakes coming down as we were walking around. You knock on the door, the person would come to the door. Well, they're in their pajamas. It's about 10:15, 10:30 in the morning. And they're still half of them in their pajamas on a Saturday morning, don't have any shoes on. They've opened the door. They're freezing. Do you know the only thing they're really thinking about? I wish these people would get off my doorstep so that I can go in and get warm again, right? And so you maybe only got like 30 seconds to talk to them. Well, that's really not enough time to give them a good, solid presentation of the gospel. And so what do? We give them a tract. We invite them to church, and we explain to them that if they'll read the inside, it'll tell them how to be saved, right? And you may not have the time to talk to them, but you do have the time if you use a gospel tract, right? They can read it later. And so there's several benefits to using tracts. One thing, gospel tracts can go places that you and I can't go. One thing I like to do with tracts is, especially during the summertime, when people have their doors or their windows to their car kind of cracked, let the cool air in, spring and summer are great. What you do is you don't find your parking place near the front of the parking lot. You find you one near the back of the parking lot. As you're walking, you don't put it in every car because you'll get caught. But you find about one or two cars. You kind of watch for them and you zigzag and just go across and you just take a gospel track and toss it in the window. You say, well, make sure no one's in there too. That's probably a good idea. If you hit them in the face, that might be a problem. But, you know, you look for that car with the window crack, just toss it in there. Now, here's the thing. If I wait for the person to come out, and I jump into their car with them and start preaching the gospel to them, what's going to happen? They're going to throw me out. I'm going to get arrested. Something like that's going to happen, right? And so these can go somewhere that you and I can't go. I can go, you know, we were knocking these doors yesterday. I could go stand in that person's front yard and wait for them to come outside all day or yell and scream at their house to give them the gospel all day. But guess what? I'm on their property. What are they going to do? They're going to call the cops on me or they're going to kick me off the property. But I can put this on their door, or if they come, I can hand it to them, and this can get into a home that maybe I can't get into, right? And so one great thing about gospel tracts is they can go places we can't go. Secondly, they can't be argued with. When a person sees you and me They are immediately judging you to see if you're somebody worth listening to. Do you realize that? And the people that say, judge not that you be not judged, or I don't believe in judging, they are the worst about it. Let me guarantee you. And so if you walk up to them and you're wearing a suit and tie and you've got your hair combed over like a fundamental Baptist or something like that, and you walk up to them and you say, can I give you one of these? Let me talk to you about the Lord, you know, something like that. They're automatically thinking, this is like one of those Mormons or something, or this is one of these crazy fundamentalists, or, you know, that this person's insane, right? Now, I'm not saying we ought to dress down, but that's what people think, especially nowadays, right? And so they're automatically looking at you and making a judgment call on what you're going to say to them, right? Now, let's say you go to the opposite end of the spectrum. You put big old gauges in your ears and piercings in your eyebrow and your nose, and you got tattoos going all down your arm, and you're wearing a, you know, sleeveless, I don't know, you walk up to them and you say, hey, man, let me talk to you about Jesus. Of course, that's what a lot of churches are doing today, right? But you know what that lost man's doing? He's going, this guy looks just like me and looks like he has all the same exact problems I've got. I don't need to listen to him. I need something better. I need something that'll help me, right? And so they're automatically judging you. So you say, well, what do we do? You can't stop that. That's going to happen regardless of how you dress or how you appear or how you present the gospel. They're going to make a judgment on you. But you know what they can't do? They can't argue with a piece of paper. Now, they can throw it down. They can even disagree with it. But they can't, in the back of their mind, they can't say, well, I don't have to listen to this because it's one of those Baptists. Because it's just like me. You can't say that to attract. You're forced to make a decision about what it says, aren't you? And so that's one of the nice things about it, too. It cannot be argued with. And thirdly, the benefit of a gospel tract is they can be produced in languages that you and I can't speak. I've encountered people that speak African dialects that I will never know in a million years. Right now, I'm trying to learn Spanish so that I can better witness to Spanish-speaking people. But you know something? The few people that have come up to me that spoke Spanish, the first thing my mind did was said, wait, what? I can't even remember tango. I can't remember it. Hola. And so, long story short, what helps in that situation? Well, the fact that I have some tracts that are in Spanish, the fact that you can get that person's information, maybe you can at least get them to write down so you can send them something later that's in their language. And that's what's so nice about tracts. They can do things that you and I cannot do. Now, very quickly, just want to give you a selection of gospel tracts and kind of what they can be used for. The first type of tract I want to show you is what we call a church tract. That's because we're probably the most familiar with this one here. This is our church tract. And you'll see on the front, we've got Ball Road Baptist Church, founded on the Savior, guided by His Word. And we've got a nice pretty picture with pretty clouds in the background of our church. Now that serves a purpose because you're going to use this type of tract for a dual purpose. It's to lead people to Christ, certainly, but you're also using this to invite people to church, right? And so this shows them what our church looks like. So when they're driving down Ball Road Baptist Church, they don't wind up at Ball Road Church of God or Fellowship or whatever that, Friendship, whatever that one is down there. And so that helps them see it. Then they turn to the back. You've got a map. Come worship with us, kind of an invitation. Service times, contact information, all kinds of things like that to help them get to church, right? Open up the inside. You've got the doors. And you tell them, say, if you open those doors, they'll tell you how to have everlasting life and how to be saved, right? Now, that's a dual-purpose tract. What this is great for is visitation, when you're going as a church to invite people and give the gospel to people. It works well for family members who kind of know where you go to church but maybe don't know much about it. It works great for things like that. But this is not the kind of tract you want to go tossing into someone's window. This is not the tract that you want to leave laying on the ground so someone will pick it up and find it later, because you know what they're going to do? Now, you can do it. I don't care if they call. But you're going to get phone calls saying, you all are littering on our property and everything, because they can find our information, right? You want to use incognito tracts for that. But this is really great for handing to people you know, coworkers, visitation, things like that. There are also other kinds of tracts. There are seasonal tracts. They're the kind of tracts that are great for certain times of the year. We got Easter coming up. They make Easter tracts. People have already got their mind on Easter. They might be lost. They might go down to, you know, the Episcopalian church or the Catholic church where they don't preach the gospel for anything, but they know about Easter. Why don't you give them an Easter tract that they'll look at? This right here is our church Christmas tract. Of course, we've talked about this before, that what those are great for is getting a person whatever they're already thinking about and they're already is part of their life, you're using that to help open them up and soften them up to hearing the gospel. Here's one. The tie-breaking vote. This is a fellowship tract league tract. going through an election season, it's got the donkey and the elephant on it, so they can't get too mad. They don't know what you are. And by the way, do not get into a political discussion with them. And as a matter of fact, it's more important just to agree with them. If they say, I think Bernie Sanders is the greatest politician on the planet, just go, oh, and just laugh it off, going, oh, yeah, ha, ha. You're not there for that. You're there to lead them to Christ, right? Now, I can give them 15 points as to why Bernie Sanders is an awful human being and a sorry communist, but this is what I'm there for. And when they open that up, it says how to qualify your opponent, the cost to win the race. A legal campaign contribution has been made on your behalf. See? And that'll tell them. So if their mind is already on politics, that'll get through to them, right? There's the kind of tracks that are good just for leaving places. And that once again, you want to kind of use generic ones that don't have like a church name per se on them. This right here is you can be debt free. People in America, we talked about it in the service this morning, all kinds of debt in America. Person read that, say, well, maybe this will help me get out of it. And they get it and it says, you are in debt to God. Only death can pay your debt, so on and so forth. I like this one. What you miss by being a Christian. This one's a great one to leave places. You may not want to hand this one to somebody because they can get offended about the time you turn around. But if you just leave it maybe sitting on a countertop, leave it sitting on a table, they're great. Because it says, what you miss by being a Christian. You open it up and it says in great big bold letters, hell. And then, of course, if somebody's an atheist or an agnostic, they're going to think, yeah, I agree with this thing. When they see the cover, they're going to say, yeah, you do miss a lot by being a Christian. If somebody is a Christian, they may look at it and go, or if somebody maybe thinks they're a Christian and they're not, they may look at it and go, well, what is that saying? So, and they pull it up and you can give them the gospel, right? This is a chick tract. Most of you, I hope you've seen chick tracts before. These are some of the most famous types of tracts on the market. They're comic books drawn by Jack Chick. He died last year, but for years and years he produced these tracts. There's probably over 100 different comics. And they're actually fairly decent comics. But you get to the end of each one, and it'll preach a little message throughout the comic, and you get to the end, and it gives you the gospel. So those are great for leaving places or handing to people. I got to hurry it along. These ones are great for just dropping and leaving around. See that right there? What does that look like? Looks like a $20 bill on that one. If it's 100, people will get really, really upset when they pick it up and it's not one. Now, this is from Bible Literature Missionary Foundation. This is looks like a dollar bill. Looks like a $20 bill, doesn't it? When you open it up, for one thing, it's not counterfeit, and they make sure to not print the whole dollar bill because that's like illegal, I believe. But on the inside, it tells you how to get saved. So what happens? You don't do this when somebody's walking right behind you or when people are all around you. With something like this, maybe you're walking down the street, maybe you're walking through the mall, and you realize you're kind of by yourself for a moment, you just go, and walk on. So that's littering. It's okay. Lord will forgive you for it. And they'll come through, hey, look at that, I got a $20 bill. And they're bound to pick it up. You know they're going to pick it up, and they're going to get the gospel. This is a gospel coin. Looks like maybe like a 50-cent piece. On one side, it's got the Ten Commandments. On the other side, it's got the gospel. You leave that laying somewhere. You put it in a coin return slot on a vending machine at your workplace, for example. You know what people do? It doesn't matter if it's kids or adults. They go in there and they check those coin return things, see if anybody left any change for them, right? Put that thing in there. Let them get it. And so there's some great ways to get those tracks out. Just a few more and I'm done. Got a little comic book one that's kind of geared at kids here. This one's called My Best Friend. If you know a child, maybe a nephew or a niece, hey, you got to be careful with this stuff. You don't want to leave it in like a sealed box so it looks like a bomb, but you can take you something where, like maybe these, you can kind of bundle some of these together and leave them right where you know kids get ready to go on the school bus. They're kids. As much as we tell them not to pick stuff up off the ground, guess what they do? And they can get the gospel. Say, I know some of y'all are a little uneasy on that one, but hey, I'd rather do that and have some mom and daddies mad at me for putting that stuff out at the bus stop than I would not have those kids go home to heaven, right? Mary's Command for Catholics. These are more specific type tracts. You can give that to somebody. This uses the words of Mary in the Bible to lead people to Jesus rather than to Mary. Three truths every Jehovah's Witness should know. Keep some of these. Maybe they make these for Mormons too. Keep some of these right by your door. Get two or three of them. Have them right by your door at all times. If you've got a little table or something there. When they knock on your door, don't argue with them. Don't spend a lot of time with them. Don't waste your time. but say, yeah, sure, I'll take what you got. Can I give you one of mine? See? And so so you got that. These are little business card type tracts. They have a verse of scripture on the front, gospel on the back. Those are great for leaving places or just giving people like you would a business card. Do not open this. Human nature, they're going to open it. First page, you are just like Adam and Eve. You were told to do something, and you went against it, right? And last but not least, these are kind of non-gospel tracts, but they're still good. Maybe you've got somebody you know who's saved, but they go to a church that is confused on the Bible, and they're confused about the Bible. I meet people like that all the time. They're like, well, my pastor uses 15 different versions. I don't know what's right. And you want to get them cleared up on the Bible issue. Don't go say, here, that'll fix you. That ain't the way to do it. You know what you do? Put it in an envelope. Leave no return address on it. Don't let them know who in the world it came from. Put it in an envelope. Put their address on it. Drop it off in a mailbox, in a blue, you know, one of those blue mail receptacles or whatever, and let it show up to their house. They've got some mail. They open it up and hear the disappearing Bible. Talks to them about what the other Bible versions have done and verses they've removed and why the King James Bible is the Word of God, right? They won't even know it's from you, so they can't get upset with you, right? Great soldiers of the cross. This is George Mueller and Dwight L. Moody, D.L. Moody. Now, there's like 15, 16 of these. They've got John Wesley and C.I. Schofield and some other great preachers. Maybe you know some kid who's living like the devil, needs to get his life cleaned up. Let them read a little brief Christian biography. Leave something for them. You say they won't read it, but you don't know. Try it out. This can work for adults too. Just gives a little brief biography and actually tells them how to get saved at the end as well. So, all kinds of gospel tracts. Use them, use them, use them. Leave them everywhere. Put them in the pump at the gas station. Leave them in the coin return slot. Put them on the table before you get up at the restaurant. But put gospel tracts out. Those are one of the best tools of our trade that we have. All right. Turning off the